Have you ever been betrayed? Jesus was, and today we're going to talk about that. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We're in John chapter 13, verses 21 through 30. I've called today's teaching, Understanding and Loving Your Betrayer. Jesus is at the Passover meal with his disciples in the last week of his life, and it says this, after saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table close to Jesus. Remember, that's John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, who was writing the gospel. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple leaned back against Jesus and said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it. So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, what you are going to do, do quickly. Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, buy what we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. And it was night. In many ways, it was night. And listen, how do you understand and love your betrayer? It's hard enough sometimes to love and understand the people in your life that you like, but how do you understand and love your betrayer? Number one, just because you know someone is against you doesn't mean you need to tell the whole world about it. Right off the bat, we see Jesus do something radical. I mean, he sort of mentions it, but not really. And you know what we would have done? I just put myself in Jesus' shoes for a minute. I'd have spent the whole night analyzing it. And when Judas would have left the room, I would have been like, guys, you don't understand. Here's how this is going to go down. And this guy's a creep and he's been with us the whole time. And can you believe it? And on and on and on. But Jesus doesn't do that. Just because you know someone is against you does not mean you tell the whole world about it. God has given us the discernment to tell how others feel about us. We know some people are against us. That's a good thing. So you can be wise as serpent, gentle as doves. But that doesn't mean you gossip and kill their character because they're against you. Listen, in Judas's case, I mean, he was to blame, but Satan had come into him. And so I just sometimes think it is by God's grace that we're not a Judas. It is by God's grace. May we continue to follow in obedience. God has given us the discernment to tell how others feel about us, but he's also given us the wisdom to be careful what we say about it. Guard your tongue. Above all things, guard your heart and guard your mouth. Listen to me, friend. Guard the words that come out of your mouth. God knows he's going to take care of you. He's going to protect you. You don't have to spend your days talking and telling the world about the one who's done you wrong. There will come a day of justice, and it's not up to you to fulfill that. In Romans 12, God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Now you just repay evil with good, not with evil. Number two. Just because you know someone is against you does not mean you treat them badly. You don't have to, not just don't talk about them, but don't treat them badly. And Jesus, he frees Judas to leave, but he doesn't treat him badly. He doesn't mock him. He doesn't say, well, I'm not washing your feet. And he doesn't do that. Every evil act done towards you by others will eventually come to light. Every evil act done towards you by others will come to light. I've been watching in the last few weeks so much of these sexual harassment cases in the United States now. And so many people are like, how is this possible? And yet, I have a feeling that these people who had gotten away with so much never thought that they'd be busted. They just thought they were protected. And yet, the evil deed that they had done to the women came to light eventually. And some are still walking without being found out. But the day will come when they will come to light. And in the meantime, God sees them. So you don't have to treat them badly. Do what Jesus told us to do. Love your enemies. Be good to those who hate you. Pray for the ones who persecute you. Every evil act done towards you by others will ultimately make perfect sense. It might not make sense right now, but eventually it will. See, we look at things dimly now, but the day will come when we'll see clearly. And in the meantime, believe God. The whole study is called Believe It. Believe that God sees when you don't feel like anybody sees. Believe that God is for you when it feels like the world is against you. Believe that God is good even when you're being treated badly. Believe that God's promises are true even when you don't see the fruit of them yet right now. Listen, every evil act will ultimately make perfect sense. God will use it somehow for good and for his glory. Look at the life of Job as an example of that. And then every evil motive by others is used by God for good in your life. Look, that Judas betrayed Jesus was horrible, but it led to the crucifixion, which was ultimately for our good. Every evil motive by others is used by God for good in my life. You remember that today, no matter what you're going through. So just because you know someone is against you doesn't mean you tell the whole world about it. It doesn't mean you treat them badly. And lastly, just because you know someone is against you, don't be afraid to confront them directly with the truth. I love that about Jesus. Even though he doesn't crucify Judas's character and he doesn't treat him badly, he does do something. He looks at him in the eye and he sends him out. He confronts him with the truth. He's not afraid of him. He's not threatened by him. He's not hiding in a corner, avoiding him. He knows the truth. And he looks him in the eye and with boldness, he says, what you're going to do, do quickly. And he sends him out. And there's a time and a place and a way to confront people with the truth. Listen, do it directly. Do it lovingly. Be careful. Pray about it before. Know when that time is. Act wisely and gently. And there are consequences to every confrontation, and that's okay. The consequences in this case was that Judas ended up leaving the group, and eventually he ended up killing himself. And that's not on you. That's on him. I believe with all my heart that that was one of the saddest points in Jesus's ministry to Jesus. I believe that he grieved that Judas would end up dying separated from God. I'm curious to hear about that in heaven, but I'll tell you, all you can do is confront the one who's against you with the truth. Do it lovingly, do it wisely. Listen, today you're facing some big things, I know that. Know that God knows it too, and know that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, to have a God who fights your battles for you, to have a God who understands you. It is awesome to follow Jesus that way. So just turn to him today in your pain. Love your betrayer for the sake of Christ, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.